So the day comes, though, when you leave this creation, and then you begin your spirit journey back to the Creator. And we talk about this as an essential part of our knowledge, because in this modern time, death is viewed as a taboo. People don't talk about death. In fact, this Mekong's teaching, these little roads, these ones that could take us out of life before our time. That's what Mekong's is all about. These little roads could take you out of our life before your time. So the Mekong's teachings are actually about death. If we had more time and you had more understanding of this, the actual Mekong's part of this teaching is about dying and those factors that could lead to that. And sometimes you can check on this, because those are times when people fall out of life, we say it, maybe through risk-taking behavior. Maybe suicidal ideation takes over and pulls them out of life. But the Manado Mekong's is about getting back to the Creator. Now you want to get home. You want to go back to where the Creator is. So we see that. And there are various ways that rituals happen, end-of-life rituals. In the Madeo, when we have a four-day ritual here, and that's what happens. We attend to the person's physical body, but we also send off the spirit in a good way. So those 4 days are a good way of bringing to a good resolve that person's living experience and sending the spirit on it in a good way. After that, we believe that there's a 4 day journey back to the Creator. In fact, those 4 days, when you listen to that aspect of the teaching, that how you get back to the Creator is how we live. The first one is, you know, you focus on your purpose. You go to the Creator, you walk along that road. That's your full purpose, is to get to the Creator. So the first purpose is to remember your purpose. The second one is respect. You'll come to this place where you'll be asked where you treated every living thing. The truthful answer is, I treated every living thing with respect. I took only what I needed. When I had too much, I shared. If that's the truth for you, you move past that part. The next third part after that is, you come to a fork in the road. You don't know which way to go. And for the Anishinaabe, that's the place where we use our tobacco. We put our tobacco down in that fork, and the right road comes clear. We know that's the one to follow to the spirit world. Again, that's our faith and the understanding that the tobacco is our connection to the spirit world and to the real world. And that's how we communicate with all of that. So the fourth night, we come to this river. It's full of rapids. And what we do is, we were given a miga shell, a small cowrie shell, to help us on our journey. We put that down on the bank, and that river goes flat. And what happens after that then is, we say that's a symbol, because the miga shell is the shell that the Creator blew life into us. So even the last thing we need to get to the Creator is that belief in life. So those four elements in our spirit journey back to the Creator are essential to a good life. Focus on your purpose, respect, have the faith in your tobacco in terms of communicating with this world and the spirit world, and then again, have a belief in life.